So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hi, listeners.
Hey. Oh boy.
We're back again.
We are back. We are so excited.
We are losing our minds today.
I think I'm going to throw up today.
I'm going to vomit.
Actually.
I'm going to hurl all over my disgusting, ugly microphone.
We have a man on the podcast.
Can you believe this? We know a man. We have met a man in comedy. And we've gotten to know him, and we like him, and that's just shocking.
Wow. What a funny tall man.
He's tall, funny man. You know, he's hot. Like, you know, he's having sex with models. You know he is. I mean, come on.
I'm not right now, actually.
We didn't even introduce you yet. You cannot respond.
Okay, quiet.
So do not respond.
Do not respond. This is part of your intro.
Now we're going to make it longer. So fuck
all right.
You.
No, but in all honesty, you know, he is a talented man. What is wrong?
He's so talented. His shoulders are so broad.
Okay. No, he's so talented. You know, he has his own podcast. Now, this podcast, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's really good. Like, it's called We're All Psychos. I mean, and ain't that the truth? You know what I'm saying?
A little connection to our goal here where we try to be psychologists, but we're not. Please welcome to this episode,
Dylan Palladino. Welcome, Dylan.
Yay.
How are you?
What an intro. I'm good.
That's what we're known for.
We are known for that.
Maggie, what an outfit.
Thank you so much. I'm serving a look for absolutely no one because I am quarantining.
You are.
But with the cotton ball in your ear.
But I am
really
iconic.
Does.
Let's call it. I am
you
iconic.
You are truly an iconic person.
Let's describe what I'm wearing. All right. So.
No. Let me describe it.
Okay. You describe what I'm wearing.
She's in what looks like a very loose fitting, could be knee length. Leopard print jacket. I don't know, but it looks like it could go down to your knees.
Oh my god.
And she's got one headphone in and then a piece of gauze in her other ear because her ear is infected, which honestly she probably could have not said anything to us and we would have just thought she had a different earpiece in. And then she has also a truly one-of-a-kind microphone I've never seen anyone podcasting ever use.
I'm sorry.
But it's good.
I like it.
It's not bad. I like it. And also, to top it all off, the framing of her video is from her eyebrows down. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but I'm just saying it's wonderful.
I know. I mean, I know I look amazing. You guys don't have to tell me. I absolutely agree.
Thank you. Leave it to Dylan. Leave it to our first
Dylan.
Straight
Maybe
man
the one.
To criticize.
Maybe I'm the hot one on this pod.
Yeah. I'm not
I
criticizing.
Mean, you are.
I'm going to fuck a model.
Maggie's on a rampage. She probably will.
Oh, I'm so on. Well, I kind of am on a rampage, but it's like slowing down. I got to tell you.
Mine's slowing down.
Do you have COVID? I know you got tested for COVID. Do you have it?
I don't have COVID, unfortunately. I'm living for a positive result one of these days. But, you know, I waited 6 fucking hours at CityMD with my mom.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. Yesterday, my mom called me. She calls me at 7 a.m. She goes, Maggie, get the fuck up. We're getting tested for Thanksgiving. So then we go to CityMD. It's raining. I'm like, I'm not having it. My mom was like, you're weak, Maggie. I was like, Mom, I don't want to go to Thanksgiving. I don't care. I'm going to spend it alone. She's like, you're weak. You are weak, Maggie. I was like,
wow.
Yeah. But then, you know, we kind of like over the course of the 6 hours, we kind of turned the party in the line. Like everyone was like into us and some man like got a chair for my mom. They were flirting. He was obsessed with her. Have you guys gotten tested recently? What's the deal?
A week ago.
Okay. Did you have to wait?
No.
Did they have to test you multiple times because you're just so long?
Yeah, they had to use
they had to test different parts of your body.
Yeah.
Your torso is positive, but your legs.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I went to CityMD.
Yeah.
I think beginning of November, and I just walked in and did it. Or it took me 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple others I got one through a production that I got to do at NYU Langone. Mm-hmm. But that one was super easy. I thought you could do that on your own, but you have to be like passed by them to do it. But yeah, I saw all these lines. Like Natalie Auker was waiting in line for a while, so was Steph Daggs.
Yeah.
And is this just because it's first come, first serve, so you just wait?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's, you know, obviously. Yeah, I've got some info. Let me tell you. It is. That's correct.
I
think it's CMD. Because obviously, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, you know, you need the rapid before you go visit your family, whatever. So that's why. And then, yeah, they don't give you special treatment. My mom was like, go in there and tell them you have a UTI and then get the test. Skip the line. And my mom was trying to scam the line. I was like,
kind of smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds something my Jewish mother
would. And then I also asked for a COVID test.
Good. I got all my STDs checked.
Are you negative on everything?
I was positive for STDs, but negative for
what STD do you have?
That sounds great. Then you can celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I was negative for everything.
Oh, good. I'm like shocked I don't have an STD. Like how?
I feel like
right.
I mean, they don't test for HPV, which I probably have that.
Oh, you're a carrier. I can just tell by looking at you. Fuck. I know you have it.
Yeah, I've had, yeah.
You've given it to multiple models.
They don't
Someone
make
gave
men.
It to me.
Wait,
someone gave
who
it to
gave you?
You
HPV? No. The men give the women HPV.
Yeah. That's women have to get the shots to be protected from your slimy deeks.
But
you don't
I'm
need
saying,
a fucking Gardasil
but I'm
shot.
Saying, yeah. I didn't get it from a man, so a woman gave it to me, if I have it.
But let's just call it. You know what? Everybody and their mother has HPV. Everybody.
Yes.
It's like
herpes.
And herpes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everyone has herpes.
You know what they said to me, the doctor? I said, you know, I was like, because 2 weeks ago I said, can you test me for herpes? They were like, yeah. So then this week I go, it was negative, and I was like, shocked, of course. And then and then I go this week, I was like, can you test me for herpes? They're like, yeah, we don't really recommend that, you know, it's really not that serious. That's
yeah,
what the
like
doctor
you
said.
Honestly shouldn't get tested unless you have an outbreak.
That's
and
what
then
they
you
said, yeah.
And then you kind of totally. Already know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it can
sound
just
like an
lie dormant in your system.
Right. I think we all look you have herpes.
I've dealt with enough people that like I know people that have it and you know, it's not a big deal, and there's a stigma about it for no reason.
Yeah,
and
it's totally manageable.
You just don't have sex if you have it. I mean,
oh,
or you do.
I would kill myself. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I don't really have that much sex. Anyway, but Jess, how are you? Like, what's going on? Are you? You're in CT, right?
Yes. My parents were supposed to come up in Watertown, Connecticut. I am a WASP now. Parents were supposed to come up, but now they're not because we don't want to, no one wants to kill anyone. So we're being responsible and you can't get any tests. So I'm going to drive down to Florida with my parents for 20 hours in a car and I will probably commit suicide in the backseat.
Oh my God.
That is fucking horrifying.
I will probably not make it. So
multiple days, right? Where are you guys stopping?
We're not stopping.
No, are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Do you guys watch Big Mouth?
I do sometimes.
Do you know the Florida episode? When
I don't remember
like,
that one.
Get in the car. We're going. We're driving. And he starts driving. And he's like, if you don't get in a car, I'm going to keep going anyway. And then like he's driving and they have to jump in because he's like not going to stop.
So you're going to leave at like 6 a.m. and get there at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, that's typically how it goes. Anyway, I'm just letting you know I might not make it. So this could be our last episode.
But I don't understand. Why, when are you
that's
doing
a violation
that? On Thanksgiving?
Of human rights.
We're doing it on Monday. So I'm going to go to Jersey with my parents and then we're going to drive down to Florida.
How long are you staying in Florida?
And I will live out 2020 in Florida for a few weeks.
Okay.
And God bless them. My parents are like, my dad's like neurotic Jew who doesn't want to stop anywhere, touch anything or.
Oh my God. How are you guys going to just piss at the side of a road? What if you have to go to the bath? What do you have to take at number two? What are you guys going to do?
We've got mats and we've got jugs. We've got bags. No,
you're
going to
be taking a shit in the back of the car. While your
obviously
we'll
stop.
I would never.
Well, maybe
you would
my
never
heart's
do what?
Just a little bit bigger.
Take a shit in the back of the car. Well, it depends.
I wouldn't either.
if it's just my brothers and my dad, then I'd do it.
I would. Gross. That is horrifying, Dylan, that you would do that. I am surprised you that would, you would if your mom your wasn't mind. There.
Do yeah. you have? Are your
so
family?
You would shit in front of your dad. What is wrong with you?
But not your mom.
It'd be funny. It'd be like, because
I mean, yes, it would be obviously hilarious, but that is so disgusting and beyond. Like, I just can't even process.
I mean,
that.
Dude,
so
if it was life and death, life or death, and I had to do it, I'd have to do it.
Well, yeah, if it's a life or death,
I don't know if it would be life or death.
You said you would do it.
No, I would never say, "Hey, don't stop. I'm just gonna go in the trunk and shit right now." But if we were in a time crunch, you know. Yeah, I'd figure it out.
Oh my God.
So here's how my dad, here's how you just get a temperature on who my dad is as a person. We were driving into the city and he had to pee so bad and he peed in a teacup that we had wrapped up because we were taking all of our stuff down. And
he was driving,
he wouldn't pull over.
It's not easy to do. I've done it before while I'm driving and about half of my piss went all over myself.
Oh,
it's not easy to do because... Because here's like your pelvis, right? You're like sitting down. So you're going against gravity to get it in. It's just really, I mean, maybe if I had a giant dick, I could do it. But mine is like just good enough that I can get it in the.
You always talk about that. Let's get into that.
Yeah. Let's talk about your, immediately, let's talk about your penis size.
Talk about your average dick.
Yeah. It's a good
How
dick.
Is it average for such
what
length?
Mean?
I'm so curious.
How big is it?
What?
Just tell us. Come on. We have nothing else to do.
It's above average, dude. I'm not going to say the
what
size
is above
of my
average?
Dick.
What is above average?
I would say it's between, well, I'm going to give a, it's between 6 to 8. Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah.
So it's
let me tell you something.
Six.
You don't want a giant cock. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's true.
It hurts you. You will get a UTI. Mm. It's
Wait,
over.
Why does it give you a UTI?
I don't know. I'm very because pro UTIs. I have one right now, and it is what it is.
It gives you a UTI because it's just alarming, and your body's like, what can I give back to your body to protect it? And it's
so, hold on. A guy pulls his piece out. What usually is the thought in your head when you see it?
Sorry. Say that again. What?
A guy pulls it out, right?
His piece.
I'll never recover from that phrase. Okay, go on.
His fucking hog, his hammer, whatever. He pulls his tool out, and are you like going, are you inspecting what it looks like? Because I mean, when I see a girl's like fucking. I almost just said a horrible word. If I see a girl's pussy for the first time,
what were you going to say? Cunt?
Gash.
Gash? You monster. The podcast is over.
You're done.
You're fucking horrible.
Yeah, dude, her
gash.
You know, her open wound. If I saw that.
Oh, God.
If I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I do at least go like, oh, okay, it's an innie, it's an app. Like, I do at least take
an innie.
It's either an innie or an outie.
Yes, right? There's different levels of, like, some outies looks like it was really pulled out, and then others is just like, you know.
Some have
it's
suffered.
Internal. Well, the thing is, I think I get a lot of UTIs because I'm more internal, you know?
You're just an empath. You just feel so much that your vagina is just, like, always hurt.
Your vagina doesn't take up space is what you're saying.
I would say it does not. Space. And, you know, I thought it would, I don't know. And my mom has, I think, the same type of vagina.
Chronic UTIs are a thing.
She gets UTIs all the time.
Yeah. I think anyway, I don't know. You can never tell what kind of pussy a girl is going to have.
You really can't tell.
Like, whereas with guys, I think maybe you can, like, suss it out.
You can sort of suss it out. It's surprising sometimes, though, you know,
but
because you would expect.
You,
yeah.
Every time a guy whips out his penis, I act absolutely delighted.
Wow, you are a fucking queen.
I'm an angel. I'm a goddamn angel. Let me tell you.
I don't know if I've ever hold on. Okay. Hold on. All right. Okay. I want your reaction, okay? Let's wait for a second. All right?
All right.
Is that a dick?
That was his pretend dick, and this is a podcast, so no one will understand what is going on.
He wanted your delighted reaction.
But you saw my delighted face.
She looked at it like she just saw an old grandma she hasn't seen in a long time. So happy to finally be home.
Like, I know.
She was just like, there she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she went home.
Because let me tell you, I have seen all types.
All types.
Mm-hmm. Whole spectrum. Very small, you know, decent. Giant. I mean.
Yes.
And I would never let a man know that I am, you know, severely disappointed.
That's so kind when of I you, see it.
That's
Maggie.
So kind.
I know. I should honestly get an Academy Award. Like, I deserve an award for my acting skills, because I always seem excited, because I just don't want them to feel bad. Because let me tell you, if you look at them and you're like, well, that's obviously a disappointment. You think they're gonna fuck you?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're good.
Well, you think they're gonna
they're
bust
not gonna
it
fuck
out?
You well. They'll still fuck you, but yeah, it won't be.
Here's
great.
The thing, though, is that they don't need to walk around thinking that it's perfect, because they need to know that they need to compensate for what they're lacking. And if they don't know that, because you're just delighted, they're like, I don't need to do any work. And I'm like, bitch, yes, you do, because you're the size of a pencil.
But see, I feel so bad because they can't control it. You know, it's like you don't know what you're gonna get. You know, like, you got you got a small dick for life,
really,
baby. You better own it. You better own it.
There's nothing you can do.
You can get implants, but like, they're not good.
A dick implant? Is that a thing?
Yeah, they're a thing. They're dick
that
implants.
That sounds dangerous.
Is there an exercise you can do?
They are dangerous.
Like, I feel like that would maybe kill you.
it does sometimes. Oh, or like, it gets infected and stuff. It's not a good look.
What is the implant process? Like, I don't understand.
I think they like take a piece of plastic or something and they put it into like elongated a bit.
Oh, no.
There's a problem with yeah.
Okay. That's horrifying.
You know the do you ever watch Austin Powers?
Of course.
Yes, the penis pump.
Oh my God, that's actually just what I thought of too, Jess. The penis enlarger pump.
That's just the thing to get you hard. Guys would just use that to get hard.
But this is a piece of this is like Trey on Sex and the City when she wanted to get hydraulics put in his dick so he could get hard. And he was like, how dare you, Charlotte? And
oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Get it together. You know?
Limp Trey.
Whatever.
So sad.
Oh, wow. I feel for that guy.
Yeah, I really do too. I feel so bad for him. You know,
that was back when the pill was like $60 each. So
boo-hoo.
But you know what? The average age of a Viagra user is 35.
Yeah,
that's a fun fact that I like to share any chance I get.
And we're bringing it down every day. I'm a dealer for many of my friends, and it's.
Are you seriously get it? I thought you could just get it.
Don't lie to us. What?
Don't lie.
I get it. I've given it to some friends for sure.
Oh, because
why do you get it?
Because you can't get hard sometimes. That's right. Yeah. You've said that many times.
I don't.
Yeah. I talk about it a lot. So
yeah, it's like
almost
it's
like
his whole. That's your whole image,
before.
Dylan. That's your whole image.
His image is like big, tall guy with the dick that doesn't work.
With a limp cock.
Which is
I didn't
great.
Know that.
Yeah.
Wait. So now you take Viagra. Now, what do you think of it? What's your?
Not always. I didn't take it last night.
Oh, did you fuck last night? I'm jealous.
Yeah, but I mean, it was. I probably could have used it. I don't know. I was kind of tired.
That must have been very frustrating.
Now, do you use condoms or what's the deal? I know you don't, because I bet you can't get hard with one, right?
It makes it much more difficult.
Yeah.
Well,
listen, as long as you're getting tested. And you know you're not coming inside.
No. I'm not saying. Usually, I do use them. This is.
Oh yeah, right.
Reg.
You fucking liar.
I do.
I don't believe it.
Dude, I'm so terrified of getting a girl pregnant and her keeping it. Now.
Oh.
Come on now. You got to get a girl that's barren. Come on now.
Yeah. You. I know.
Yeah. I'm offering myself up to you.
I know. I know you're barren. So.
My ovaries are fucking dead.
As a guy, I think it's a big fear to get a girl pregnant and then her like want to keep it, even though I think most of the girls I'm dealing with probably wouldn't.
Right.
But you just never
dealing
know.
With?
Listen,
most of the girls I'm talking
that's hilarious.
They're gonna get rid of it. Like what you said, like
most of these Instagram influencers, you know, with IQs, the lowest IQs you've ever
seen. I can't fuck girls like that because
why?
As soon as they talk, I just
they're like so stupid that
it's just like I straight up won't be able to like get it up because I'm just so unattracted to
girls that talk.
Yeah, girls that
when
talk.
When a woman speaks, let me tell you.
I fucking hate it. No, just
that's when I need the Viagra, my God.
Girls that are just, like, so self-absorbed. Oh, it's very, see. At least physically. If you're a comic and you're self-absorbed, that's fine.
Okay.
But physically.
What is physical self-absorption? Like, you're just
people that post
yourself.
A lot of selfies.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about me? I don't understand. What is going on? All right, just say to my face, Dylan.
Maggie literally posted something yesterday that says, I'm sorry, but I'm gorgeous.
I posted an Instagram story and I was like, I had no idea I was this gorgeous today. And let me tell you, nobody DM'd me.
I think
people are just like, what a dumb bitch.
Wait, let me look at your Instagram to see.
It's gone. It's gone now, but.
Maggie. You deleted it? No,
the story where
I
was like, I
didn't realize
gorgeous.
I was this gorgeous.
No, you don't post that many selfies. These are all photos taken. I mean, wow, this photo of you on the beach. Your tit is like about to pop out of
wait,
your,
what photo? This oh, one. That beach photo. Oh, yeah. That one was absolutely ridiculous.
But this is like really funny because it says absolutely desperate for attention. Thanks in advance. Like.
Yes,
it's on brand with you. No, most of your photos are
very on brand.
They're taken of you. Mm. They're not like
me. Oh, me doing a
selfie.
Yes, and also just like so many people, just anyone that is taking so many very very high quality photos too. I'm just like this is.
They're dead inside.
Yeah, if you're famous, maybe it helps, but you're also dead inside.
But yet, I also feel like that's your demographic of people who you would sleep with, though.
Totally.
That's the problem.
You showed me, Dylan, when I did your podcast, you showed me some of the girls that you are fucking, and I'm like, dear God, they are just like aliens with like no hearts or brains. It's like,
I'm starting to see a girl now, so I'm not going to say anything because it's still in the nascent stages. Mm. I'm not trying to fuck it up, and we'll see.
Okay. But, so you like her though?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, good.
Let's get into a little bit about how you grew up and why your relationship is with women the way it is, Dylan. So tell us.
Very sexual. Very unfeeling.
You grew up.
Wait, what? What are you saying? What?
You grew up unsexual and very feeling.
I'm not following this.
No, you said your relationship with women is a joke. I mean, I grew up in a two-parent household in Los Angeles, California.
Wow. Okay?
A very strong-willed father and mother, okay?
Mm. All right.
Both, one is a Scorpio. I mean, I don't give a fuck about this, but one's a Scorpio, and one
Maggie
loves that. Was born December 5th, so I don't know if she's a Scorpio or not.
Sagittarius.
Moving on. Yeah. And they're very strong-willed people.
Mm. Wow.
And you have brothers. All
two
bros?
Younger brothers.
Now, yeah, aren't they twins? Back. Don't you have the
identical
twin brothers?
Twins.
Do they look like you? I can't imagine
not
three
all.
Men. Okay.
Not at all.
What are their
curly
body types?
Hair, curly hair, no hair on their body.
Oh.
Does that make you jealous?
Yeah.
Are you a hairy man?
I'm very hairy.
Got it.
Very hairy. And then also.
Not a lot of back hair, but a lot of chest hair.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
And are they bald?
No. Great heads of hair. Curly
are you
hair.
Jealous?
Never gonna. Yeah. I'm
what
very
a combo! Like bald body, but Rogaine, full head
though.
Of hair. It's
I don't
tough.
Think I'm gonna do the gain though.
Come on, you're already on Viagra. Why not just amp it up, take it up a notch?
Okay, I'm not on Viagra.
You okay? have a prescription.
I take it every now morning. And then. All right.
Okay.
If I want to really just pipe a girl out.
Dylan has a
for
pill
gash.
Case.
If I really
want
to pipe
Wednesday,
a gash.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All the vitamins.
I'm just trying to make all your listeners. Hate me, dude.
No. they will.
No. I'm not, dude, if I lose the hair, I'm just going to go full bald look
dude,
and then keep
bald-y?
The beard. And then
but
keep
let
the
me
beard.
Tell you, if that's... you are bald and have a beard, that's hot. Like, it's you're fine. You know, wear a hat. Don't wear a hat.
I look good in hats.
Mm.
You look good in hats.
I look
and
good in hats.
It's fine. And people are still going to fuck you. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
You're right.
I will say I dated a guy. We went on two dates. He wore the hat the whole time. Finally, ooh. When we made out for the first time, he took his hat off. Uh-oh. And my face was like,
wow. You couldn't hide it. You're the opposite.
I can't hide it.
No, come on.
I wish I had your skills, Maggie, with how you react to penises.
Now, here's
we'll
what
do
I
a
do.
Workshop.
Here's what I do. I will a lot of times wear a beanie or a hat to a date, but I will take it off just to be like, here, you know, I don't
this is
say
my full self.
My head, but I'm like, yo, in case you're thinking I got a, like amazing locks, that's not the deal. Mm-hmm. That's not the deal.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, when a girl is mm-hmm. like pulling at your hair, are you like, stop it? I don't want it to come out.
Who pulls at guys' hairs?
Maggie. Is that the meanest question ever?
No, it's not. But also, like, I don't really have girls pulling at my hair. I mean,
so I was going to say, who does that, Maggie?
The back of my head, maybe.
Maybe you need to improve your piping skills.
Maybe hey, I'm pretty good, okay? The back of my head. All right.
Position would a man be in that you yank their hair?
When he's on top of you. When he's on top of you, you grab it, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, I understand.
Missionary. Like, it's more like the back of the head, kind of.
No, it's like the top, yeah.
Oh, no. If a girl did that, I'd be like, ow. Stop.
Oh, maybe that has happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're violent. So
I feel like Maggie is a little violent in the bedroom. No, wait, honestly, you say you're vanilla. You say you're vanilla.
No, I'm vanilla.
We've talked about that. Yeah.
But please. That's good, yeah. Dude. That's I good. Ain't got nothing to offer. Let me tell you.
It's good.
Just violent with thoughts.
I just don't even move. It's horrible.
Oh, no. Okay, so you, Dylan, you grew up a two-parent household. Your parents, uh-huh. are they still together? You hinted towards a
divorce. Oh, I love it. Separated. We're shutting the podcast down. This is
had
great.
To be. Divorced, a divorced 18 years old when I went to college.
That's crazy.
Was that traumatic for you?
Definitely a bit, but like, I don't know if it was, I consider it traumatic.
Okay.
It sucked.
Right.
But I mean, they also needed to break up. Right. So it was the right thing.
Divorce is so healthy.
It does. You know, it
I think it's healthy in terms of showing you that relationships can break up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Or that relationships can end and doesn't ruin. Yeah.
Right.
And also that you should fucking wait until you get married. That's the other
you
thing.
You should wait.
Wait. Say again. What? That you want to
wait until you get married.
To do what? To
get married.
just wait. Full stop. Period. You should wait to get married.
Like,
like you need to get to know the person kind of thing. Did they get married fast?
Yeah, I the grammar wasn't good. Wait until you get married.
Yeah, I don't
wait
know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, Jess got it. Jess got it, but whatever. All right. No. They did, though. They got married at 29. 30, I think.
That's like pretty normal.
That's
though.
Like kind of where I would. I mean, that's in 2 years from me, so oh no my God. Fucking way.
Yeah, no.
But we're also
you're
comics,
a comic,
so,
and it's, yeah, different, it's different. You know, it's different, and I know I'm gonna die alone. I mean, I have no doubt about that. You know, it is what it is. We're
you might
I've
die
accepted.
In an orgy, dude.
I might. I think I'm gonna be like a fun aunt that like constantly like has issues.
Like fucks your niece's friends.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I could totally see
right?
that. Oh yeah,
like I'm gonna get plastic
Maggie.
Surgery and I'm
just fuck a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
in your yeah. leopard coat.
Oh yes,
yes.
Just like
yeah.
Wow. My apartment. You're
Maggie,
there.
should we perform a ritual sacrifice on New Year's?
I would love to, okay, Dylan.
Cool.
Thank you for asking. That came out of nowhere, and I.
But I just thought about it because I was like, "What are we gonna do for New Year's?" And I feel like you're the perfect person to do it.
Let's kill a small animal and.
Yeah, nice.
I want to wear a black flowy dress. Anyway,
I mean, but that's the only dresses you own.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so funny. You know, it's funny you brought this up about the sacrifice because a couple other people have brought that up with me too. They're like, Maggie, I want to go to the woods and do a sacrifice. Would you come? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Like,
yeah, you definitely want to be there. But yeah, so okay. This decent house. Parents got divorced. They have step parents now. I have step siblings. Everything's good.
Do you want to fuck any of them?
Isn't
no, thankfully.
Yeah, that's thankful.
Isn't it fun to have many parents now though? Wasn't that exciting?
Not really.
Do you have a shitty stepdad?
No. My stepdad's great. I mean, they both like kind of taught me I guess how to be a better partner in a certain way because they're not my parents, so I can watch them with my parents and see the dynamic and like kind of learn from the mistakes or how they are. But I don't know, it's great. I love having all of them. And I don't really have any, I don't have any fucking complaints about that. Like, they're good parents. Good. It's cool. It's good. I've got like, and also like, I'm not going to lie. If I did, I don't think I'd say it publicly. Like, like
right. Yeah. Fair, yeah,
but
that's,
but if there were any issues, they're so slight that they're not what we're talking about. Everyone has issues with whatever. I got more issues with my fucking mom and dad, you know?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah.
My fucking mom and dad. Okay, so you, what kind of child were you? And why don't we just slip right in to your first documented memory.
Tell us.
Dylan, tell us, like, tell us.
Wait, first memory I have or the first one you want to talk
anything,
about?
Like,
we gave you a homework assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is always great to be a guest on a podcast and then give you stuff to do. Yeah. That's always fun. Right. That's always fun.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes. Yes, I'm being sarcastic.
He's livid. I have to think.
So angry. This
I
is
think,
themed.
I
okay.
think the first memory that I wanted to talk about was because I wrote in first grade that I wanted to be a comedian, but I don't remember like thinking about that. I don't remember knowing any of that. I just remember wanting to be funny. I was in a play in fifth grade, so I was 10 years old. And I remember it was a play about Lewis and Clark.
Oh, love Lewis and Clark.
And I was Clark.
Stop it.
Classic. And me and Sacagawea had like love songs.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
William Clark.
Yeah.
And Sacagawea, which is how you pronounce it, not to be a woke bitch, but.
Is it Gawea? Sacagawea?
I'm pretty sure. Some people call it Sacagawea, which is my favorite pronunciation.
Sacagawea?
Yes.
I think that is a little offensive.
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
There's many pronunciations.
Like, honestly, who gives a fuck,
I mean,
right? But anyway.
She's dead. I respect her, but also like.
Oh, I thought you meant the girl you did the play with.
She probably wouldn't expect me to say her name right. No, she's dead too. I actually don't remember who it was. Who was it?
So you guys had to do a song?
We had a song.
Did you kiss?
This girl, Katrina.
What the fuck kind of song?
You're like, I fucked her. It is what it is.
No, we almost fucked though. We went to prom together.
In fifth grade? When was this play?
This play was in fifth grade. I went to prom with Katrina.
Okay, but you did not fuck in fifth grade
with her.
Yes.
You guys should have worn the same costumes from
the play. You're right, we should have.
That would have been like full circle beautiful.
Hers would have been maybe a bit of cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that would be honestly horrible.
I don't know if Katrina was part of the tribe.
I don't remember.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you, like, slay these songs?
Okay, no, the singing wasn't the best part of it, but I crushed it overall.
You crushed it.
And I remember, there was one line that I remember now to this day. I had to hit just really high.
Okay.
Like, oh, boy.
It's written by the fifth grade teacher, but
that's
was like
so funny
librettist but you would go just me and my cutie pie, and I remember
I
remember I would always like hit the just and my voice would go like I remember something along the lines, in the morn we'll frolic, in the waves just me and him, but before I do I better learn to swim. Like,
those were her lines, right? That was not Lewis talking about Clark.
I gotta say, like, I would like to meet this fifth grade teacher and maybe go on a date with him because this is incredible.
Just thinking about this, Maggie.
Mr. Lantos?
Mr. Lantos. I got a breakfast with him about 2 years ago.
You did? That is so funny.
How is he doing?
He's good. Him and his, wife are doing pretty good. It was weird getting breakfast with him because I was like,
why him?
So happy to see him.
Yeah, why'd you get breakfast? That is so fucking random.
He asked me.
What is wrong with you?
He emailed me.
He emailed you. No.
I'm like, yeah, why not? I haven't seen this guy in so long. Like, I feel like it's cooler for them because they get to see this person grow so much.
Right.
And they're like proud and they get this like sense of like parental feelings around them. Whereas for me, it was like seeing the guy that I remembered when I was 10 now as like an adult. and just being like, I wish I was like 10 again. This is kind of because you have that dynamic where you're, I still want to call him like Mr. Lantos, but instead he's like, call me by my first name. And I'm like, I don't like
that. Wow. Yeah.
Now, does he live in New York City? What is.
No, he was visiting.
Okay. Oh, so he emailed, he reached out. You were part of his like NYC crew. I wonder how many students he saw. Wow.
Me and another student that we're friends. Yeah.
Okay. That's so funny that he chose you guys.
Down in Fidei.
Let's dissect these lyrics for a second. A grown man wrote me and my cutie pie.
Yeah. Okay. He's obviously a pervert and I love it. He is a pedophile and I'm into it. I respect it. And
I was going to say, what did he do to you?
Nothing. He was pretty chill.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think back to it, I don't really think I got any pedo vibes from him.
Okay. You never do you?
Yeah. I mean, not until your dick's in their hand, I guess.
That's right.
But he was pretty cool.
Until he's using it to navigate.
Because it is, you know, it is kids playing these parts. So they like try to kid it down. But it was pretty cool. The plays were pretty good.
I mean, now, did he write a lot of them? Did he write the script as well? Like, what is this man's process?
He wrote it with one other guy, and they wrote a few plays that we did that year that told the history of America. There was one called Miracle in Philadelphia all about, and so I was supposed to be one of the big parts. I think I was supposed to be Aaron Burr. I think so. I can't remember. I was
that
one
feels
of the big
right
parts,
for you.
But then I got sick.
Oh, no.
With pancreatitis, which is kind of one of the other big memories of my life.
Oh my God.
So I missed it. And I remember being in the hospital and watching the clock and knowing that the play started in an hour. And I was like still holding hope that I could leave and make the play. And then I saw the clock hit strike 12 and I knew that I was missing it. And I was really bummed. Yeah. I was legit crying in the hospital.
Were you like a Troy High School Musical like athlete and actor, or like just an actor?
I mean, this was elementary school, so like my balls hadn't dropped yet, so no.
Okay.
Love it.
But I was kind of in high school a bit. But so I did that, and then he gave me that second role, and so it was Miracle in Philadelphia. Hello Louisiana, which is about the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh my God.
And then Water and Power, which was about like
don't tell me Water and Power. Okay. Is it the Boston Tea Party? No, it's not.
It's more in the future.
Don't tell me that.
It's about
Watergate
Flint, Michigan.
Scandal. It's the Watergate scandal.
It's before that.
Okay.
Think about what helped form like big America, like
the Erie Canal,
the Industrial Revolution.
What does that have to do with big water?
Every time,
water and power, like they use turbines.
Oh,
and stuff.
Okay,
yeah. And there was they had a song, where because all the girls would work in one house who were like sewing and using the looms and everything.
Yeah,
and there was one. There was one character called Big Mama.
Played by Tyler Perry.
It was a Tyler Perry character-esque kind of thing. And someone would wear a big, like, pillow. And usually it would be a man playing a woman.
That's good. That's
classic. Okay.
That feels great.
Because we don't want to body shame these young girls.
Yes.
You know?
And
I mean,
so,
what's worse?
And it would be like, let's be honest, it was probably based off of a large black woman. And then but she'd be like in mama's hat, whole thing. And everyone loved it, obviously.
Of course.
One, I was just a judge. And I remember there was a girl who she got one of her fingers cut off, like in the play, not in real life.
Dear God.
But anyway, that was my first memory of being like, I remember being on stage. I remember this so vividly. I don't remember what was going on. I just have like, you know how some memories from a long time ago, you just have like a snapshot?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm on stage. I'm looking out and there's like the spotlight is on me and I'm singing and I'm looking out, everyone's in the auditorium. And I remember thinking like, this is what I want to do. Like fifth grade. Now keep in mind, I didn't do anything for another 6 years. I like put it down and didn't, because I was like sports, got up, whatever. Yeah. So not until junior year when I signed up for drama class without telling my parents.
Is this what made them get divorced? Did I?
This is what split them up.
Yeah, our
gay son. Gay son.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, but then that was when I did theater again, was my junior year. And
in
I got
high school.
My junior year. And I got cast as the lead role in the senior play.
That what was ended. The play?
It was, so I was a junior. I got cast as a lead. It was a musical, like, mashup. It was called, like, I forget what it was called. It was some kind of, it was like this, the senior play. They allowed seniors to come with different ideas and pitch the play. And so someone, like, made an adaptation of Edward Scissorhands.
And
it was really good.
Wow.
And one of the other seniors made a full soundtrack with like Rat-a-tat songs and stuff.
It
was really good. And like I had a full costume and they had all these effects where I was cutting bushes and they would be dropping.
You were Edward Scissorhands?
And so I barely talked. I had always like a makeup on and I was
Oh my God.
I will never recover. I must see a video.
Edward Scissorhands, the musical sounds like a fucking dream come true for both of us.
Okay, I need to go back in time and attend your high school. Like that sounds amazing. Like,
now, do you think you were chosen as Edward because you didn't have to talk and you weren't the best actor?
I think that was probably part of it, for sure. That was definitely part of it.
But you probably also, like, you need, like, a creepy, like, presence, you know, to pull that off.
Gangly.
Yes. You have broad shoulders.
I was so young that I think I was so new to it that I kind of had that, like, newbie luck where you don't think about it too much and you just, like, make a choice, you know?
That is so funny.
So I just was, like, this weird. And what's crazy is that I wanted to be. So it was a double feature. Fuck, I forgot.
We love a double feature.
I love
double
it.
Feature of James and the Giant Peach and Edward Scissorhands.
My mind is exploding.
Wait,
oh my God.
They combined both of them, or it was like the first half?
No, so it was like first half was
okay.
James and the Giant Peach.
Wow.
And then second half was Edward Scissorhands.
And the third act was just you chopping up a peach with your hands.
Exactly.
A combination, right? A performance art piece.
I wanted to be the caterpillar whoever in James and the Giant Peach that's like big and wild and like very funny and because I was like, I want to be funny. Like I want to be the funny dude.
Okay.
I want to like, it'll be cool. Like it'll have so much more like life to it. Instead, I'm the guy that doesn't talk.
Wow.
But you
slayed it. Like
I did great.
Now.
And I remember I was upset at first and then I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I became friends with all the seniors.
Oh,
all the senior girls. Yeah. Honestly, I probably could have hooked up with them. I was just too stupid to realize that.
Wow.
I have to say, when a straight guy in high school is a sports guy and then he pulls a fucking plot twist, like the play, it's like the hottest thing. It's like, and then he does well. And then he's like, all his sports friends are like, how did this happen? Like, Dylan's, you know, a star. And then all the girls want to fuck you. I mean, listen, you nailed it.
I should have, I really should have hooked up with one of them. I didn't. I didn't think about it. I had, like, long hair. It was, like, blonde from swimming because I swam the year before.
You do have that swimmer, mm-hmm. look.
You have a swimmer's bod. Let's talk about your body now.
Yeah. You really just look like you can just dive into anything.
Yeah, you look like
you know?
Could dive off a board, like in a graceful way.
I was decent at it.
And your legs would follow seconds later, you know?
Yes,
like,
but
would you were you a diver?
No,
as well?
I was just swimming. I was on swim team and I hated it, but my girlfriend at the time was on it, so I kind of stayed for her.
So you had a high school girlfriend.
Yeah, she would jack me off after practice, so that was fun.
I love it. Yo, this girl's a bad bitch. I love
in the pool?
No.
Your cum is all over the school pool.
We listen to Chris Brown in her car in the parking lot.
Nice.
Oh my God. This girl is amazing.
She's
you should
great.
Still be with her.
Amanda. Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she has a husband and a kid now.
Damn. She probably jacks him off all the time.
See, that's young though. Like Chris 27 Brown. To have a kid and a husband is like weird
well,
to me.
No, she was 2 years older than me.
Okay. Good for her.
I was a sophomore. She was a senior.
Okay.
Oh my God, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, Amanda, and she took my V card, dude.
No way. Wow. Oh, you got it. You got it. Come on. Nice. Come on now.
She took
Tell
it.
Us the story.
She took it in a car. I don't, here's the worst part.
You don't remember it?
I don't remember when it happened.
What?
I know it happened at some point between, because I was 15. I just turned 15. Mm-hmm. Some point between October and like November, somewhere. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in that month
that
it happened, but I don't remember when. It was always in a car. It wasn't like a, it wasn't like a big deal. I just think one day, I think she wanted to, cause she already had. So she was like kind of waiting to rev me up. I was fully torqued, you know, I was revved. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it happened.
Did you have problems?
Amanda deserves a prize. I mean,
yes, she does.
Amanda's great. She really is. She was all, she was super cool. She was like funny and a really good, like a really good person. And
swimmer chicks were super cool. Athletic chicks were always like the cool ones that they were. Guys loved.
She would always make fun of herself, which was funny.
I love that.
She already didn't take, because she wasn't like, how do I say this without it seeming like an insult? Like, she wasn't like one of the hot girls. You know what I mean? Like that was like, I'm not saying she wasn't pretty. She
I get what you're saying.
No, I know.
She wasn't like the girl that, she already, I think, realized that her validation wasn't going to come from like solely her looks.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, but she owned it. She owned her personality. She did. Owned her look.
Her personality
look.
Was great. She was
That's
fun.
So sexy.
We would have a good good time. She would like laugh. We'd make like fun of each other and shit. It was great. It was a good first. Like, I felt comfortable with her for sure.
Oh, good.
All the issues were with me. But yeah, that I even with her, I had issues in the beginning, but it was also because I was
issues.
In a car.
Where
issues
did your
what?
Issues? Yeah, let's get into the issues. What's what?
No,
what
sexually.
Oh, getting hard.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, did you have that starting off young?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Like, that's tragic.
I don't know, but I'd be a fucking monster if I could just get it up so easily.
Wow. Yeah.
You know.
But it's, you know, that's maybe a bad lesson. Way to look at it, because it's still
you're good.
Yeah, I mean. But like, also interesting. Do you think it's mental, or you think
it's definitely mental? But I think there's some physical parts of it as well.
Have you
I just
looked
was,
into like, you know, home remedies?
Like what?
I don't
like
know.
Epsom salt baths, or
like, can you like eat? I don't know. Like.
Like a lot of
is there an oil?
I mean, I will say sometimes I'll eat a lot of beets, and I'll feel like it happens a little bit easier.
I think you got to go on a strict beet diet.
I think that you need to make everything beets.
Everything is beets. Beet smoothies beets. All day. And everyone's like, what's wrong with you?
Beet hummus. Yeah. Beet
but I mean, I think that's what caused me, like, it was a sick cosmic joke where I'm like, damn, I can already not have this work. All right, got to, like, make fun of myself and just kind of get over it. So it definitely help with that.
So when That's you so were rough. Standing in the spotlight and it shined on you.
I was
you
hard. Like, I was hard. That's the only time I've been hard. Yeah.
You have to have sex with a fucking blaring light in your face.
I would be so, so bad at exhibitionism.
Exhibitionism?
Exhibition. Mm. Exhibition, yeah.
I think I would really enjoy that.
I think you would as
do
well,
you, do
Maggie.
You think?
Like, you know, you just I'm writing not actually a guy's sure. Dick and, I'm not actually sure. Actually, I take that back.
What are your concerns?
I just feel like, well, no, I could probably turn it out. I mean, you know, the thing is, I feel like I could be like performative about it and be like, oh yeah, we're fucking, take a look, you know?
Yeah.
But like inside, I'd be like, why God? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's right? Not what you want. That's not what you want. You right. want to like, inside not, be like, yes.
Yes. Like, I'm not the type that's like, oh my God, someone is in the corner jerking off, watching me get fucked by another guy.
Right.
What a turn on. Like, but some people are into that. You know, it's like, people are who they are. I don't really know. I haven't done that. I foresee it happening in my 30s for sure. I mean,
yeah, a lot of sexual exploration in the 30s. Looking forward to that.
I'm going to lose it.
Is that when sexual exploration happens? Not
I think I'm
yes, women become comfortable finally with themselves.
That's right.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah,
and you begin to own your sexuality. You begin to,
I've met some comfortable women in their 20s.
There's a difference between influencer girls.
Yeah. There's a difference between comfortable with your body and exploring your sexual nature as opposed to 20s. Like, I just want to do something fucking crazy.
Yeah. Because let me tell you, a lot of times girls in their 20s, I speak from personal experience, they like seem like they're fucking living for the sex, but like inside they are screaming and they want out. Let me tell you, that's the reality. That is the reality.
Fuck.
Yeah. Listeners know what I'm talking about.
Damn.
we have 60% male audience, so you guys know.
Because imagine like what you're told when you're growing up, like, you know, when you got to be high, you got to be sexy, little, you know. So in your 20s, you like don't understand that it's okay to be like, you know, I don't really like this right now. Can we do something? You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of go with it. You don't really know what the fuck is going on. Yes. And you just kind of accept what's going on. And you're just trying to look hot. And you're just trying to seem.
Yeah.
Like, I did that shit all the time. Now, if I'm not enjoying, you better believe I'm staring at the ceiling but with a glazed look over my face, looking like I want to kill myself. All right?
What a stark contrast to the introduction of the penis where you gracefully accept it.
I know. Well, you know, I always turn.
No, but that's better. Yeah. I'd rather know whether a girl is liking it and have her, she's at least giving the dick a chance. And then if she's not enjoying it, is dead fishing. Whereas, you know. Yeah, I understand. That's good. That's you should.
Girls, I just feel like all fucking in your 20s happens like when you're really drunk, at least.
For some people, almost all of mine has been very sober.
Well, you can't drink. I mean,
you can't drink because it won't.
He won't be able.
Yes, but no, I could take something and it'd be okay. But also, drunk sex is not fun, dude.
Right. That's just not true.
You're not like there. Like, dude, if I'm gonna fuck, I wanna like remember and see all of it.
I don't know.
I've been drunk and I don't really remember it. I like don't even count it. I'm like, did I put it in? Like, I don't remember.
Wow,
you know?
That's interesting. I mean, I feel like it really kind of varies. Like, I've had really great drunk sex, really bad drunk sex, really good sober sex, really bad sex.
In a relationship or with someone you like, it's different. But I mean, like, my go-to is never to bring someone over and then be like, oh, we need to get drunk, so this is like easier to
do. Normal. That's good. I respect that.
But it's like, I don't know.
I like to smoke weed before I have sex.
That's the worst thing you can do.
That's better.
What? The worst thing?
No, it makes it
and
so
you
much
just
better.
Overanalyze everything. I love it. My brain's like, am I dying?
No, am I
going to die with this penis inside?
I smoked last night, and I don't know what happened, but I was breathing really heavily, and I was convinced I was gonna die.
That's me every night.
I was like, I was just breathing really heavily, and I was like, is this girl hearing this? Like, does this sound weird? Like, why do I feel like I can't breathe right? It was
oh my God, you guys are a mess.
It was very trippy. Yeah, it was trippy as fuck.
That's wild.
Okay, so we left off, your childhood memory slipped us into was you just loving the light and knowing that you wanted to be performing, be funny.
Yes. So that was the first one that kind of, and the second one was connected to it, which was
the pancreatic.
No, it was going back to it my junior year.
Okay,
it was like
great.
A second
so slipped into.
Yes.
And how's your pancreas?
It's okay now. I have like sometimes once a year I might have an attack for a couple of days where I have to like chill out on eating a lot, but it's usually pretty good.
What?
Are you
I have
wait.
I have something called I had chronic pancreatitis and your pancreas is responsible for all digestion, basically.
Right.
So there were like times where I couldn't eat for like 2 weeks. I had this.
Did you
thing.
Have a bag?
I had a bag connected right here, right there.
Dylan is just showing us his muscles, and it's honestly
I'm not flexing. I mean, it's a nice arm, but I'm not flexing. I had like a bag right there.
And he's bragging about. He's
oh my God.
I had a I was in and out of the hospital for like a week, sometimes 2 weeks at a time. And I lost weight. It wasn't good. I couldn't eat sugar. Like, I had a very strict diet.
That's so annoying.
Wow.
Yeah, that was definitely traumatic. I don't consider it, but if you think about it and talk about it, definitely fucked me up. But not in the bad way, but just completely changed my outlook on like life and what matters. And I think maybe probably more of a thrill seeker and a spontaneous person.
Did you like the attention?
I don't ever remember thinking that I liked it that much. No, it's actually a good question. I don't think
I know kids I when they get sick, they're like, I love wearing like my hospital bracelet to the some people school. Are, oh, like,
there's people like that right now.
Who went on Instagram and Twitter when you're like there's when someone ill in the hospital.
There's someone I know who like got sick and it's all she fucking talks about.
Really?
And I'm gonna be as vague as I can in case she listens. But it was in the past 3 months and she just when she got sick, like couldn't stop posting about it.
Oh my god.
Or just like talking about it and I'm like, oh, who the fuck girl. Cares? You know?
That's sad. That's some delusion.
That's very right admirable there. Of you, Dylan, that you came out looking like life was something that you wanted to treasure.
That is good. Wow. No, no, what do you mean thrill seeker? Like, do you think of like stand up as a thrill, or do you think of I have to go skydiving? Or
I've done that too.
Oh, you've done that. Okay.
I like because like, of your pancreas? Like if someone came to me and was like, we have a TV show where you're gonna go and do insane shit all over the world.
Yeah.
I would say yes immediately.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I wouldn't like hike to the height, like go across a little shit that gets my adrenaline pumping. Like I it makes me like feel. Like alive and good.
Were you a big fan of Fear Factor?
Not really. I liked Amazing watching Race. It a little bit, but it was
Survivor.
Yeah.
What about Naked and Afraid?
I've never seen it.
Okay. Let's name every outdoor show.
I didn't want to see a bunch of people naked. Yeah, I watched. I watched. What's it called? The one with Rogan? Fear Factor. I watched Fear Factor. It was good.
I was pretty into it.
But like that, but the all the eating stuff doesn't get me going.
Yeah, right, because you can't have sugar. Okay,
you're like I will, you know, be drowned or waterboarded. Yes. But like I don't want to fuck up my pancreas because it's already fucked up.
No. That shit's not fun to me. The shit that's fun to me is like doing something active and like kind of scary, but that you don't because. You don't have a high chance of dying or getting hurt. Because as soon as you have a high chance of getting hurt, you're like, well, this isn't fun anymore.
Right.
Oh, interesting. It's,
at least now. I mean, I guess if I really pushed it, maybe I'd be base jumping in a year. But, like, that's also a good way to die, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do stuff like, you know, like the guy from Free Solo.
Yeah, Alex.
You know, that guy. I was so angry at him.
You hated him, I bet.
I hated him so much.
He was a bitch to Sonny. Because
he just, like, didn't love his wife. And he just, like, loved rocks more than
his wife. He does love his wife.
The thing is.
I know. He is on the spectrum.
I saw that on a date, and I was talking shit about him the whole time in the theater. And the guy I was with was like, shut up.
Yeah. Guys love it. You don't know why?
Why do guys love it?
Because like, women don't understand that we can get obsessed with something and that it means everything to us, and it's just about achieving it, and it has nothing to do with them. It's just internal. It's a male thing. We get fixated on something. It's like stand-up. Like,
except
for me, I'm like, is the most important thing, and like, this like a girl wouldn't understand that it's not even about her. It's just like I have to do this.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
His wife or whatever. I mean, is it selfish? Like, yes.
The thing is, I can see both sides of it because it's like, okay, yeah, Sonny, like you're dating this guy. You know what you're in for. Like, come on. Like, you know he's kind of crazy and like this is who he is. So like, why are you having unrealistic expectations of him to act a certain way when you know he's like this? On the other side of it, I can see, you know, that he's like being a dick, you know? And he could still like kind of, but also he's on the spectrum. He said that, you know? So it's like,
yeah. But also, I feel like until he gets diagnosed, I don't know if you just say you're on the spectrum. Did he say he was diagnosed?
I thought that
I'll diagnose
and
him.
And also, she got into it knowing what he was doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's what I just said. Yeah, I know. I understand that. And now, you know that I follow them both on Instagram. Anyway, Sonny, she does Free Solo shit now too. And I'm like, girl, get your own life.
Yeah,
come
she needs
on.
Her own
yeah,
thing.
Get your own thing.
I think it was just the end of it when like he was like so excited and then the interaction that they had after
it was
just
weird.
Like,
it was so weird. I don't remember, but it was so weird.
Wait, you guys have to say that again because I didn't hear it.
At the end of Free Solo when he gets up to the top of whatever it's called.
I don't even know.
The mountain?
The mountain, yeah. He gets up to the top of it and he sees his wife and he's such a weird interaction with her.
He's just like,
I forget what he does.
He also like barely celebrates. Right. He's just like.
So that's where, to me, I was like, if you have a passion and you want to commit to that, and exactly. Yeah. But if you want to love your rock climbing more than your wife, that's fine. But like, at least show that you're excited about it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's capable. Like, that's the thing about Sonny. It's like, you're in this relationship and like.
I love how you know her name.
Of course.
She follows them.
I follow them both on Instagram. Sonny is so hot. Anyway, so.
Is she?
She's so hot.
How do you spell her name?
It's a hot name.
S-O-N-N-Y. Sonny.
That's his wife. Come up.
I don't know if they're married now, though. They weren't married in the documentary.
I thought they were. Okay. I think it was just he was saying, yeah, we're going to get married, but we might not if I die from this. And that's okay.
No. She's hot, right?
No. She's I'm on his page. I'm trying to find.
She's probably not even on there.
No, I think they're married. We got married. All family. It literally says we got married.
Yeah, he literally doesn't care.
Sonny McCandles. Her last name is McCandles? Mm. There's no way. There's no way her last name is McCandles.
That's a rough one.
Okay.
She is hot, though.
She's hot. Yeah.
And now she rock climbs. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, Sonny, like, why don't you have another interest? Like, come on now.
That's right? True. Is she at least using a rope, or is she doing it free?
No, she's not using a
she's
rope.
Free. She's
so,
free.
Yeah, she's really taking his thing.
Now, my thing is, how do you not fall off the rock immediately? Come on now. Like, what? I don't understand. My hands, wow, even thinking...
He looks like a...
He's busted.
Like a, I have to look him up again.
He is
now.
Busted. We already know. He was busted in the documentary, busted to this day.
He's busted. That he is such a guy thing to say. I love that.
But he is, though. Like, and he always was, you know? He always was.
I have to look him up now.
Alex.
Busted, dude.
I forget Alex something.
Alex Honnold. H-O-N-N-O-L-D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like that photo. Whatever.
Free solo. Anywho,
so you're a thrill seeker, Dylan. Okay.
Yes.
Because of your pancreas, now you're a thrill seeker.
I'm a bit of a thrill seeker with women as well.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Which I have to control. Just dating.
Conquest.
New people.
You love it.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a fucking imperialist with women, but the whole dating scene with seeing new people, meeting them, sleeping with them, whatever, it's like a vicious, not a vicious circle, but it's like a
it's addictive. Ending.
It's a very addictive thing. I'm not addicted to a lot of things, but I'm addicted to that. I'm addicted to video games. I can see doing in you guys, and you hate them so much.
What, video games?
That's not true. That's not true. I like playing games.
No, I hate them. Okay.
Yeah, so. We're moving on. Dylan, did you slow down when pandemic started, obviously, or did you keep slaying?
Yeah, I slowed down. Yeah, I didn't hook up with anyone for like a while.
For a week? What were you about to
say? For a while.
For
months. Months.
That's good. I kind of did the same thing, and then I just, who cares, went off the deep end, you know?
What kind of serial dating, like, do you like to do? Do you have a type, or do you have a wide spectrum that you enjoy? I can't believe I'm speaking like this.
It's okay. I don't know. I find myself going more towards girls that are on the shorter end of the spectrum, but that doesn't mean but that doesn't mean I haven't hooked up with girls that are like taller. It just I find a lot of times I don't know. I've talked about dating a lot. It's like it's whatever. It's fine. There's no like specific type of girl. I would say the only type of girl probably, if you want to psychoanalyze, that's what you guys like doing, is someone that I know there's no future with, maybe.
Love it.
That's that's probably the only I mean, we all do that. We go know, if you're in if you're dating and you don't want to be in anything serious,
that's true.
Red flags turn into green flags.
Yeah.
Red flags to me, I'm like, great. This is like,
that's nice.
Ain't no way this is gonna last.
Yeah.
Her hair is,
I know what you mean.
She doesn't have natural hair color. Perfect.
Oh,
red hair.
You don't like that?
Pink hair? No, I love that.
Oh, you like that.
Because it's a green flag. I'm learning.
It's a green flag.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
If your hair is not your natural hair color or blonde, and even when you dye it blonde, it's not a good sign, you're probably a little mentally unstable. And that's okay. And there's one person I'm thinking of who it's not always true. I mean, comedians, we use generalizations. That's how we speak. But there are women I know who aren't mentally unstable, and they just love fucking with their hair. Yeah. But usually, usually it's a good sign that, like, they're fun.
There's also mentally unstable women who have natural hair.
Oh, the majority.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about us, baby.
Yeah, hello. The majority do, but I'm saying it's harder to suss you guys out.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to have a conversation with us.
Exactly. Whereas, like, the, you know, the dyed hair, I go, bam, let's do it.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, that's great.
Let me ask you this. Like, when you're on a date with a girl that you know is, like, it's not going to go anywhere serious, right? You're just going to fuck her. It's a conquest. It is what it is, you know? So. Okay,
all right. I like for her to enjoy it as well. But yes, it's, I guess it's a conquest. Jesus.
I know. I'm making you, I'm putting you in a bad light. I don't mean to do that because I do similar things anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so. But is there almost like a part of you that's like, oh man, like this whole date is just like a performance for me? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, because I don't, I choose not to, like, it's almost fun because I choose not to perform because there are no stakes. I'm like, whatever, dude, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna figure your shit out. Mm. Like, if you suck, then, like, it's all good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost more able to just kind of be.
To let loose if you don't even like her.
Exactly. Right?
I actually really get that.
Does
really
this
get
all
that.
Circle back to your pancreas?
I think if I really inspected, maybe. I think it circles back to thrill seeking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, wanting to just have a good time and not think too much about the future. I don't know.
But I see, I say that because I think the idea that you're just like, I'm just gonna to do whatever is authentically myself and do what I want to do, which is like comes from that kind of freedom and liberation from being like, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I know when life is actually hard and maybe this girl is suffering and I don't need to be a part of that.
Exactly. I don't want to.
Okay. So what, okay. When did your balls drop? So let's jump back into childhood.
Okay. So I think that, I think I went from childhood to adolescence, the first time I saw porn and it was shown to me. So it was shocking.
Oh no.
Wow.
I was just talking about this the other day with Steph Daggs and Brian Park.
Oh, Brian Park. I love Brian.
Yeah.
Who showed you porn?
A guy on my baseball team.
Classic.
A year older than me. I think I was 12 and he was 13, which I always thought was cool because 13 was cool when you were under 13 because it had the teen.
That's right.
And also you could go to PG-13 movies.
Exactly.
Like, that was a big deal back then because all good movies were PG-13.
That's right.
And that's when you were going to movies alone with your friends.
Yes.
And so, like, you wouldn't want it because you get ID'd sometimes and it'd be fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
But so this guy, I haven't been able to, I was trying to think about his name the other night. He had long hair, long blonde hair. He was like a little bit taller. I'm just trying to like, what was his name? Like, it wasn't Aaron, but it was something like Aaron. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And we were in his room and we were looking at his old MacBook. Not MacBook, the Mac computer. You know, the ones that like.
The ones with the color.
Like a box. The color. It was blue. Oh, the box.
What color was it?
The blue one.
The blue.
Oh my God.
I had
the
blue
black
one too.
Keyboard. The black keyboard.
I had a blue one too.
Or the white.
No, he had the see through one, I think.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Because it was like, kind of circular in the back.
Yes.
Like it came together in the back. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a nipple almost.
Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Right, and so it was on that. Yeah.
He showed me and also it was like, maybe this wasn't the first time I saw it, but it's the first time I remember seeing it. It was a girl getting fucked by a robotic arm.
Oh.
What do you mean?
What? The arm was fucking her? The arm was like holding a dildo.
Holding a dildo to fuck her.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
and she was also fully like, ha! Like, it was really.
That's honestly, like, a little traumatizing for your first exposure.
I was a bitch, dude. I was a bitch. You want to know what I did?
What
do you think I did?
Okay. If you were a bitch, I think you were like, Aaron, whatever your name is, turn that off. That's wrong.
No.
Little bitch.
No,
if you
I
were
watched
a bitch,
it.
Bitch.
I felt shame after. And confusion.
Good.
So what did I do?
You went and jerked off in his mother's bathroom.
No.
You.
I needed to get it off my chest. So
you talked about it and cried.
Tattletale.
My mom.
You told your mom?
Oh my god!
You were the biggest bitch, baby, ever.
I was a bitch, dude. I was a little mama's boy bitch.
You little bitch.
Talk to my dad about that shit. It wasn't that.
You told your mom?
I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. Like, I saw something today. Like, blah blah blah. Because my mom was very open. She was like, we'll talk about shit. But like. I told her.
And then, I bet your mom thought it was so funny.
She was probably like, honestly, where can I get this arm?
No, she was probably like, ew, okay, gross.
Right.
If you knew the arm I was thinking about, the idea of any mom using that is fucking disgusting. What,
like an R2-D2 kind of arm? Like, what?
Like, no, like a 6-foot arm.
What?
Like, zoot, zoot,
like
zoot,
the way that your mic like, thing looks right now.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly like this. Imagine this. Like this.
I hope I'm not giving you any ideas.
Then the girl like is like coming and you're like, what is going on? Like,
and they were like in a wrestling ring for some reason.
Oh, that makes sense.
This is horrifying.
This is RoboCop 4.
And you told your mom.
And I told her, I was just like, I saw like, no. And she was like, thank you for telling me. Like, so bitch of me to do. Such a pussy-ass thing of me to do.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
But I told her, and then she told his mom.
Oh, no. Did he get mad at you?
He didn't get mad at me. He didn't know. She was like, I'm going to tell the mom. But she's not going to tell him that I told you. So now, here's what – now, I'm young, so I don't know how it really works.
Right.
Here's what actually happened, probably. Okay. Okay. She called the mom, was like, hey, Dylan told me that he saw that Aaron was looking at some stuff. So I would watch out, blah, 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 find a way to see it. But don't tell him that I told you. So then the mom probably was like, okay, I know my son's watching porn.
Okay.
And so she found a way to like sneak in on him. To then call him out for it. So that's what apparently happened.
That's the cool mom.
That
way
is some like
it.
Like ninja high level mom.
But I mean, dude, if
I love it.
But also like, I don't know, dude. If it's different for a father, but if one of your let's say you guys are mom friends, right? Your mom friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Jess's son comes home and says, hey, Mom, I saw this, and then you call up Maggie, and you go, Maggie, turns out your son was showing, like, my son porn. What do you want to do? Da da da. Like, how do you go about it? You know.
What would
first,
I do?
First, if it was myself and Maggie, I would say first. I think what we need to do is have a viewing party to see the details of this porn to just see what they're seeing.
Yeah, it's bad to ask comics this, but yes, keep going.
Right. I'm like, I would support it. I would
then, but as I'm super excited to mom, because I think that like working with kids, you deal with like how you have to speak to them. You just have to let them know that what they're doing is not shameful.
That's right. That's
because
right.
If men, if boys, little boys feel shame right away, then they're going to project that and they're going to be shitty men. You just say it's not shameful. It's normal. But here's what you need to do. If you're going to respect that, you need to understand how women are treated in the industry. We're have an industry talk.
Yeah.
Oh my
talk
god,
about
you're gonna suck. Oh my god. If I was your son, I'd rather you be like, stop doing that. Instead of you having
I'd be
talk
like,
with
I think
me.
I would tell
the
my
kid
son
is so uncomfortable. He does not want to have that talk.
I'm gonna tell them how much we're gonna Google the salaries of women who are
gonna do a screening of Hot Girls Wanted.
You are gonna ruin sex for him. You're going to ruin it.
No, I'm you not. I'm going to say, have all the porn you want. Just know this is how much women get paid to do this.
Yeah. I think you should honestly have the dad talk about it.
Okay, fine.
I would say, you know, and you know, I don't know if I'm going to marry a man or a woman or anyone, you know, but anyway, so whoever I end up with, you know, I would discuss my partner. I would say to my son, I said, listen, you know, it's okay. You're watching porn.
Yeah.
Honey, we all do it.
Yeah.
But
like, I just did.
I just came in the master bedroom with my non-binary lover.
My anyway. Two-spirit lover.
Yes. Yeah. I said, you know, I just watch porn and it's fine. But, you know, don't sit around with your friends and watch
yeah.
porn.
Yeah, you know, because then other parents might have different opinions than your own.
That's right. Do it on your own time in private, and it's okay. It's okay. But just make it a private event. That's what I would say, I think. I agree, though, Jess, with the, you know, showing your son Hot Girls Wanted at 12, you know, the documentary.
Yes. No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine. No,
they are so young and underdeveloped. They're not going to understand. Like,
okay,
you have to be an adult to get that shit.
Okay.
All you instill in your fucking kid is like, hey, this is okay. You shouldn't show it to other people because they might be bitches like Dylan. And tell them. Mm. And also, you need to know that I think the biggest thing to instill is what you see on there is not real life.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Never try to mimic that. And
but the thing is,
a fun thing to do, like compare it to a sci-fi movie or something.
Okay. I understand.
But the thing is that there are aspects of porn that you can apply to real sex.
I don't think I've applied anything from porn to real sex.
But don't you ever Google Pornhub?
Actually, except for BJs.
Yes.
You can learn how to give BJs in porn. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you can't learn how to eat out. You can't learn really how to fuck well because the guys are all doing it for the camera. But what girls...
They are unrealistic standards.
But do you ever Google stuff on Pornhub? Like,
also feels good.
You know, sometimes I'll Google stuff on Pornhub like, you know, sensual lovemaking missionary video. And nothing comes up.
Because you're right. Yeah. But here's the thing. We're speaking about this in 10 years, 20 years, if we have little boys, we don't even know what porn's going to be like then. It could be all robot. It could be Alexa fucking. Like, we do not know.
Maybe it will be robotic porn.
Yeah. It might be full robotic porn. So we don't know.
Well, I think porn is here to stay. I don't think that...
Oh, it's not going anywhere.
Hot take.
If there's porn another is here pandemic. To stay.
No, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be all AI porn because they're going to be able to just create it with computer.
Oh, my God.
People are going to be – oh, this is actually, like, really kind of sad.
This is dark.
All the people are going to be so hot and unattainable that it's going to ruin normal people for us because they're all going to have the perfect ratio.
Oh, my God. That's actually –
the perfect tits and the perfect ass. And then
and it's already kind of like that, like you know, these porn stars are like so, and the lighting is so amazing, which is why I Google stuff like bad lighting, amateur video.
I like that
lighting.
Stuff too. I used to watch ones of it was called like Public Agent, and it was like a guy like fucking some girl in the stairwell.
Oh, I love it. That's hot.
You want low
I've been
quality.
Fucked in a stairwell, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Have
guys.
You
yes.
Wow, how was
in
it?
In college, when I was I was dating this guy in college. He is such a sociopath. But anyway, that's beside the point. But anyway, classic, right? He is literally insane. But anyway, we were dating, and I used to have him have sex with me, like, in different parts of the campus. So we would have sex in the steam room.
That's a fun
We would have sex
steam room unsanitary.
It was horrible. God. Yeah. And then we would have sex in a stairwell a lot. And then, in the gym locker room.
It's got to be quick. All those outdoor things have got to really just be kind of to say you did the act. You're not really, like, getting off.
No.
Right? Yeah. No. But it's just for the to say I fucked
exactly. in the stairwell. And also, this is exactly proves my point that I was making earlier, is that, like, when you're in your early 20s, you do things as a woman sexually because you're like, I want to be cool and down.
I mean, it is cool.
It is.
Yeah.
And you better believe he was telling all his friends about it. And I was like, good. Uh-huh.
Dude, he was texting his friends right after.
I know.
Just fucked Maggie in the stairwell.
That's right.
That's so sick, dude. I'm so jealous. That's what
I know. And then all the guys think I'm cool, and it's like you think you're cool.
They know you're cool, and they look at you like with respect.
I know they respect me. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I did. I had that stage at 18.
You blew me next to a trash can.
A trash can.
You had that stage at 18.
I fucked a lot of lifeguards at 18.
I love it.
And it went on the lifeguard stand, and that was my high point, but also my low point.
Now, do you remember in your mind? While it was happening, thinking I'm fucking on a lifeguard stand? Or do you remember thinking, this feels really good?
I remember being very reminded that it was lifeguard sand. There's literally sand in my crooch. Like,
crooch. Never heard that before. You made a new word.
Yeah, that's like a nice, it's almost as good as gash, you know?
Yeah. And crooch sounds like the space between your vagina and
your asshole.
Yeah.
It's the female taint.
It is the female taint.
It's very specific.
It also sounds French and fun.
Yes.
Crooch. Mm-hmm. Anywho, okay, crooch. Dylan, we're circling back. We'll wrap up with your last, we've been really bouncing around, but we've only come back to sex every time. So,
I mean, that hasn't been my decision.
What?
Only one of my memories has been revolving around sex.
Was that Amanda with the...
No, it was the... That wasn't the memory. That was just connected to swim team.
Oh, the porn.
The porn one. Yeah.
Okay, I think when you start off a podcast saying, how big is your dick? Let's talk about your body. It's inevitable.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But so why don't you tell us your last memory and then, you know, we'll wrap up.
Yeah, what... Yeah.
So last memory for me going back into childhood is, again, I think a good representation of me as a kid, just being like... it's like a youthful innocence. Okay, I was in Florida with my grandma and grandpa, and we were at some kind of theme park, right? Mm-hmm. And it started pouring down rain. I don't think it was Disney World though. It was like a park with alligator. I don't know. So it was the side of the road. I don't know. Whatever.
The Everglades. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah. It was the Glades. And it was rain. It was pouring rain. And I remember this a little bit, but my grandpa told me it is, I looked at my grandpa and I was like, I bet you I can outrun the rain. And so then I ran out into the rain and tried to run, outrun all the raindrops, and then would come back and be like, I didn't get it. Let me try again. And then I did that for like 30 minutes as we waited for the rain to stop.
Your poor grandfather. Like,
my grandpa thought it was the funniest thing ever.
It's honestly hysterical.
Yeah, and it was just like me being a dumb kid.
It's so cute though, because you think that the rain is like in one spot, you know, like you don't understand rain.
But it was also me just being like, we have to be there. I'm going to make this like fun while I can.
Was that you trying to entertain your grandparents, or was that you being like, I don't know how rain works?
No, I mean, I wasn't that fucking stupid.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
jury's out. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That's so sweet though. I bet they loved it. Aww.
Oh yeah. My grandma loved it. Yeah.
That's so cute.
He still talks about it. So that's just the last.
I'm going to be a tough, if my kid does, my grandkids do that, I'm going to be like, you're not funny. Like, I'm going to be such a hard critic.
Let's watch Hot Girls Wanted, kids.
They're going to come back. Yeah, exactly. You're going to suck as a grandma. No, they're going to
come back. I'm going to suck as a mom and a grandma. No.
Oh my God. You're going to, if you do, Maggie, if you are a single mom, which.
Are you worried for my kids?
Why would you be a single mom?
Statistically, you probably
will. I will be. I have no doubt I'll be a single mother living with three roommates.
But like, that was your choice. Not because you had to be.
No.
Like, the guy will fully have a mansion and you'll be like, no.
I'll be like, you know what? I'm good, bitch. Like, I'm going to raise this kid on my own.
You do need to have at least the guy friend that comes and talks to the kids about certain things. Because as a boy, when the mom tries to talk to you about certain things,
you just can't hear it.
You want no part about it.
Yes. But don't you think there is a part of that the mom has to do to just tell her son how to treat women, or is that like dad's job?
No. I think, because if I think like what made me, I think it's more the dad. Here's why. I think the mom, if she's nurturing and if she's a good mom, like the best mom she can be, and if she demands respect from the dad, then you watch that and you see it.
Yes.
And then you take it in. And if the son loves his mom, he's going to want to respect women because he respects his mom and thinks of women as equals and he loves them. However, you need, I think, the dad to because as guys mature and they get older and the testosterone comes in, they just start to become assholes. Like, it's just in us. And then you get influenced by your friends and you see shit on TV. And then maybe you do something and you act out and you try it out. And it's, I think more than anything, the dad's job to be like, what are you doing? Like, that's not what being a man is. He's supposed to be the one that says, that's not what being a man is. This is what being a man is. Yeah. I think it's really helpful when the father does it, because the son is looking up to the dad as what a man is supposed to be, at least if that's who he has as a father figure. You don't need to have a father to be your father figure. It can be a brother. It can be whatever.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that's really helpful, because a lot of times we look to those older than us, especially when we're developing, to be like, how are they acting? You know, how is my dad treat my mom? How does my dad treat other people? You don't think about it, but I have memories of watching my dad and my mom interact with people and thinking in my head, that's how you're supposed to be.
Right.
You know?
That's what it is. It's modeling behavior between, not mirroring, sitting down and having a conversation. A, B, C. A, this is how you respect women. B, it's about watching them do the right thing.
My brothers, they really got it together, but I don't really know. They figured it out, and they, you know, they're such good husbands and dads, you know, so I don't know. I don't know where the story's going. Let's move on. All right. Horrible. Worst story I've ever told.
The point is, you learned how to be a man from your fifth grade music teacher who wrote.
Oh my God.
Yes, I did.
That was so funny. Well, okay. So now, is there anything you want to add? Anything
Any
you want
to
plug, you know?
You know, if you're a young boy out there,
okay,
don't show your friends fucking Sibian porn. Maybe just stick to normal stepmom stuff. Come on.
But if you do,
but if you do, and Call then your me. Mom happens to walk in on you a week later, your friend snitched on you. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Your That's mom right. didn't know. I don't know.
Where can we find you on social media, Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan J. Palladino. D-Y-L-A-N J P A L L A D I N O.
He's got a middle name, girls. Look out.
J is silent. Yeah.
We love it. Oh my
Makes
God.
No what? Sense.
Thank you so much for joining us. Anyway, I just missed that. What just happened?
He said the J is silent. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
It's just something that I'm like, maybe I'll say this. Could be kind of fun.
You said that in our email thread, and I was like, I have to delete this email and block him immediately.
Can't you imagine someone saying that so serious?
Yes. Yeah. I literally can.
My username is Dylan J. Palladino, and the J is silent. And then the person's just like,
yeah.
You know who would say that? The free solo guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Alex, you know what it is? It reminds me of Donald J. Trump. And I'm like, no.
Oh,
no.
Fuck.
Dylan Donald J. Like Donald Trump will pull some shit, be like, the J is silent. And everyone's like, okay. Like,
I invented,
you know, like,
the J.
Yeah, I invented
so
the J.
I'm so happy.
Oh, my God. That fucking Biden
not
one.
Be talking. No, not even that. Just that just no one is talking about him anymore.
He's irrelevant. He's irrelevant.
And then now when people bring him up, or even shit that he's done, like on Twitter, I'm like, bro, that's played out. Get over it. Like, move on. They're like, can you believe what he? I'm like, shut up, dude.
But the thing is, he's such an evil piece of shit. Like, it's like he set himself up for success in terms of being a psychopath. Like, because everything he does is psychotic. So it's like he can't do anything that shocks anyone anymore. So you know what I mean? It's
That's
like
why
nothing.
He's
yeah, he's fucking untouchable, because it's like everything he does is horrible. So it's like we just know it's gonna be horrible. There's nothing that's gonna put us over the edge at this point, you know?
I can't wait for him to get fucked in prison. Anywho,
I hope he fucking gets COVID again, a second case, you know?
Okay.
From his son, and then I hope he passes away. You know, it is what it is.
And that is recorded on record. That's good to have.
Good. Let me tell you, I hope he passes away
was the nicest way to just send
him. I hope he perishes calmly and gracefully.
Okay, that's nice.
I don't want him to go out like in, well, I don't know. My mom was like, I hope he fucking gets COVID again and gets fucking pain. And my mom was like brutal about it. It was so funny.
Yeah, some people really let it
rip.
They let it rip. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Ladies, thank you. I hope
so
this
grateful.
went through my life, kind of. I'm not sure if it did.
Yeah,
or not.
You know,
we bounced around, but we're really trying to find out what this podcast is about as we go along. Dylan, can you just do me a favor and send a photo of yourself as a child? And that's all we need from you, if you have one.
I think I have one, yeah.
Great.
Well, that's my mom.
Edward Scissorhands.
It better be Edward Scissorhands and full face of hair.
I think I have the Edward
Scissorhands. Oh my God, yes. Please,
oh,
please,
thank
please,
God.
Please. We need it.
Yeah.
We love a theater boy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye. All right, bye.